Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Lot to talk about. WIP Midday Show today. Tune in at 10 o'clock. Of course, my newsletter, joe-giglio-beehive.com. Totally free to subscribe there. Directly emailed to you every day. Our Phillies day off yesterday, leading into a series against the Yankees this weekend. Feels like a pretty big series for the Phillies, who have dropped the first two series, obviously, coming out of the All-Star break against the Mets, against the Dodgers. The Yankees are not as good as the Dodgers, but they're obviously way better than the Mets. So challenging series from that perspective. No Aaron Judge certainly helps. He's been out a while. But big series for the Phillies this weekend. We'll be tuned in for that. Lots to discuss today. But I want to dive in on the pod today to a conversation we were having yesterday a little bit. And I said something tongue-in-cheek, but there's a lot of truth to it. As always, with things that are kind of tongue-in-cheek. So we were just debating the top 100 list NFL yesterday, and Jalen Hurts came in at number 56. And if you look at kind of juxtaposition, the list that's emerging here, the players list, the top 100 players of pro football from last season, versus the coaches, scouts, executives list that ESPN put together, in that list, Jalen Hurts was ranked the 17th best quarterback. In this list, he'll be higher than that. We'll see where he finally comes in. We could probably do the math on how many quarterbacks we think will still be on this list above him. Maybe it's 10, 11, you know, whatever the number is. But he'll be high on this list, higher on the players list than he will be on the coaches, scouts, and executives list. And I said yesterday, I completely trust the coaches, scouts, and executives way more and analysts than I do the players list. And the reason is pretty simple. I don't think players, active players, really have a great grasp on what's going on in the league besides their what they see and what they experience. And let me explain this. And I want to kind of flesh this out in the pod today. I don't think active players know ball. Not to the level that a coach knows ball. Not to the level an executive knows ball. Not to the level an analyst that is tasked with doing this every single day. And the reason is quite simple. The players are too busy being players. You know, I'll just use me as an example. I'm a fan. I watch way more football than the average NFL player. I don't even think it's close. I consume more football than they do. They play it and they live it. I watch it. And I think there is a difference when you form an opinion. Now, anyone could have an opinion. You could have an opinion based on loose opinion. You could have strong opinions. You could, well, opinions. What I mean by that is like players are in a bubble. They go to practice and they go home. They go to the game, they go home. Now, there's probably a percentage, maybe 10, 20% that love football. Maybe they watch a lot of football when they are not playing the game. Maybe they'll go and watch a primetime game and really lock in. Maybe they'll watch, playoff games that are part of. Maybe. My experience talking to players is that that's more rare. And when they then turn analyst after their career, that's when they kind of have a more global perspective. But when they're players, they're players. They like to enjoy their time away from the field. They have other hobbies. That's totally normal. It makes a lot of sense. But I don't expect the active players to know the league as well as people that watch the league because that's not their job. And I'll use an example. Fletcher Cox years ago said before the Eagles played at Super Bowl 52, he had never watched the Super Bowl. And I kind of called BS on it, but let's just take him for his word. He had never watched the Super Bowl. How am I supposed to take Fletcher Cox, just in that example, his opinion seriously on the history of the game? I can't. I can't take his opinion seriously on Montana or Elway or Warner or any of those guys from when he was a young man, a young kid, or just a fan, because he didn't watch their biggest games. So I can't take it seriously. Now, if you want me to, if the task is, hey, the team you're about to play, their front, their guards, their centers, how good are those particular players playing right now? I will trust him implicitly because he's got to play against them and he has to watch the film of all their blocks to understand how to attack them. That little short area, Fletcher Cox would be an expert on. But the global perspective of the game, he wouldn't be, because he doesn't have to know, first of all, the other team's defense, because he's not watching the film on them. He's watching film of the other team's offense. He's not going up against the other team's defense. He's going up against the other team's offense. So when I say players don't know ball, it's not that they don't understand the game. Of course they do. They're playing the game. They're the players. But they don't pay attention to the game the same way the other people that are polled here do. And I think it is very easy when you're a player to be fooled by an experience or to be shaped by an experience rather than the big picture. And what I mean by that is, let's use Jalen Hurts, right? He was number 56 in this list. I think it's a little bit high, but whatever. Yeah, he's going to make top 100. It's really not a big deal to me that he made 56. I just think the players are off on everything with this stuff. And I think the list every year has a lot of, you know, just issues. But like, if you play for the Vikings, if you are a Vikings defensive player and you got the ballot after Jalen Hurts had a perfect passer rating against you, you're probably going to have Jalen Hurts as one of your best players in the NFL. And you may then check out as a Vikings defensive player the rest of the season on the Eagles and how Jalen's playing week to week. You just say, oh, they won, whatever. You know, you're probably not watching them. And, oh, they scored 7 points, 10 points, 13 points. They won by their defense. The offense had multiple halves where they didn't complete a pass. Well, that wasn't the game you played against Jalen Hurts. The game you played against Jalen Hurts, he was awesome. So to me, the whole thing is a flawed system to where your experience is going to outweigh the big picture. One game, the game you play against him, and Max, you're going to play two games against a player, right? If you're within the division, is going to shape your entire ballot. And if a guy has a bad day, but he's a great player, you may knock him down a lot of pegs because he's like, ah, man, maybe not that good. Meanwhile, a scout, a coach, an executive, an analyst, they're going to watch everything. They're going to take the biggest view, the longest view in the room, because that's how they make decisions, not based on a short period of time, based on a long period of time. And I'll give you another example that I thought about when it comes to the reason why I think their thinking's flawed and why they don't see the game the same as the other side. They don't have to. You know, to be a great NFL player, you don't have to really, truly know the hierarchy of how great every player in the league is. You don't. Now, you by osmosis, you're going to figure it out. And by experience, you're going to have a sense, but you don't need to know. I'll just give you a quick example. Let's use Tyler Steen, Cam Jurgens, right? Eagles right guard, right center, and center. You know, they don't need to know who the other great right guards and centers are in the NFL. What they need to know to be good at what they do is who are the defensive tackles in the NFL, the guys up front that are the best right now on my schedule that I have to prepare for. So that is a finite group of players they need to be ready to handle over the course of the season. Week by week by week, they need to get ready to handle those guys. And as time goes on, if they remain with the Eagles, they'll have a very good sense of the division because they'll have seen them on film over and over and over, and they'll have played against them over and over and over again. But let's go to an AFC team, right? You know, how many defensive tackles each year in the AFC does Cam Jurgens have to take care of? Four, or you know, eight if you want to, or 12 or 16, remember the number is per team you want to use, go with the backups and the depth chart. But the point is, four teams, you know, the rotating schedule. So all the other teams in the AFC, Cam Jurgens could literally not watch them the entire season. Not at all. Not study them. And still have a very good chance to be a very good player. It's the same thing with me as a radio host. Like, I don't have to listen to any other talk show host. I could be totally blind to what any other personality or talk show host in America is doing, how good they are, have no sense of how to rank them. If I was tasked to rank the other talk show hosts and still do my job effectively, because my job is to create a compelling show on WIP for the great listening audience that are Philadelphia sports fans. That's my job. My job isn't to know if Tony Maserati or Michael Felger or Colin Cowherd or Dan Le Batard or Craig Carton or Evan Roberts, or, you know, go through, or the Junkies. I mean, go through them all. It's not my job, and I don't get any better at my job. It's not a prerequisite, I should say, to be good at my job to know if those guys are good or what they're good at. Now, I happen to enjoy talk radio. Just like I mentioned, there's probably that 10 to 15 to 20% of players that really love football and love watching it and love the nuance of a fandom. They probably watch it. But I think that's a small percentage. I think most players, when they're not playing, get away from the game, as they earn the right to. And they're in their bubble. They listen to their coaches. They watch the film that they have to watch, and they prepare to win their position, their day, their job, their snap. Not grade the league. That's what GMs do. That's their job, to kind of rank every player in the league in either formal or informal setting, because they have to make decisions based on everything they know. Players don't do that. Players play. So, like the radio example, I don't have to listen to any of those guys at all. It's no one's ever told me to do that. I like it. I enjoy it. I enjoy content. I enjoy talk radio. I enjoy listening to takes. I enjoy listening to strong opinions. I enjoy it. But I don't have to. If I turn my dial off tomorrow and just listen to music every time I'm in the car, because I do it to 4-hour talk show, I do a podcast, you know, maybe I'm just tired. I don't want to listen to anyone talk anymore. That's perfectly reasonable. And I know there's certain people that do this job that I do, that's kind of how they live when they get off the air. They don't want any more of this. I'm the opposite, and that's cool. Just like the players are out there that have strong opinions, cool. But I don't take their opinions very seriously. And I'll end with this. You know, for everyone out there that wants to champion the players' opinions today, because Jalen Hurts is number 56, and maybe that's, you feel good about that, whatever. Lamar Jackson was ranked number 69. Trevor Lawrence is ahead of Lamar Jackson. I mean, what are we doing? Trevor Lawrence ahead of Lamar Jackson? Not even close. I know Lamar had a down year last year, but that's part of it, right? Lamar had a down year. He missed some time. So if you were a player that was on Lamar's schedule, you may have seen him not running anymore because he's had issues last year with his legs. You may have seen him miss a game. And so you don't have the strong opinion on him anymore, and you're going to rank him lower. You're not going to rank him this year. Like, Lamar Jackson's a better player than Trevor Lawrence. Let's wake up. So when I, and every year there are these discrepancies, this is not just a Jalen Hurts thing. Every year, I remember doing the same thing when Carson Wentz was the number 3 player in pro football. Like, are you kidding me? Players know what the hell they're talking about. They are in their own bubble. Now, when they graduate to become analysts, when they retire, when they have their second career, yeah, then I take them seriously because they are watching. They're putting the film on. They're putting the games on Sundays. They don't watch like everybody else watches because they can't. Like, a player's Sunday, they're at the stadium for a 1 o'clock game. 10? They're warming up. They're playing. 1 through 4, they're only watching. They're only participating. They're not watching anything. They're participating in their own game. Meanwhile, I'm watching 50 screens with all the games. Then they have post-game responsibility. Then they have the locker room stuff. By the time those guys get home, it's 6 o'clock, 6:30. So the 4 o'clock games are over. So your typical 1 o'clock Sunday, if the Eagles are playing, those players, all the Eagles players, if they want to, can watch one game that day, can put their eyes on one game, and that is Sunday Night Football. And then if they want to, they can watch a second one with Monday Night Football. And if they wanted to, previous couple days before, they could have watched a Thursday Night Football. Max, they could have their eyes on 3 games a week. I have my eyes on every game every week, as do all the executives and the scouts, because that's their job. I'm baffled that people think active players have the ability, have the time, have the energy, have the need to know the league and know every player and the strengths and weaknesses the way analysts, executives, coaches, and scouts do. They're playing totally different games. One guy is spending his time on his body and his mind for the game. Everybody else has one eye on the present and one eye on the future, because that's how it works. So do I trust the executives or do I trust the players more? It's not even close. Players don't know ball, at least to the level that we're talking about here. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. check it out there. Everyone have a great weekend. Hopefully some Phillies victories this weekend over the Yankees. Boy, a sweep would be nice to get everyone feeling good again after the Dodgers nonsense. But I need to see the series win. I need one. This was a rough start out of the break. And I do think, you know, the NL wildcard, as I mentioned yesterday in the pod, is going to be a couple teams in there to make a push. Phillies got to wake up. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily. As always, we will talk soon. Have a great weekend.